Now, as you listen in, I need you to relax. But that need on my part simply answers a need that you have in you. You need a mechanism and a framework to relax, especially when you're dropping especially deep. When you're relaxing into the inky bounds of sleepy deep. The longer you listen, the further you seep into that. A relaxed, charitable view toward my words may be beneficial. You'll be sinking for them later. And even if they're only here by luck, when you were playing to go under in some other way, that can be how it feels when you get quite good at tap, tap, tap relaxing, at affecting your system to grow more attuned to tuning your way deeper. Then you close your eyes and accept your surroundings. Let yourself experience them, instead of looking for things you need to be alert to, because again, relaxing enough to fade entirely out and comply is the whole point, and I am here to help you see a way there. Being aware that you're periodically going to get somewhere safe, soothing, relaxing, and when you're there, anchors and patterns may be elucidated. Described to you, piece by piece, and bit by bit, giving you more than a little hit of pleasant docility, relaxing, soothing here with me, and we are collaborative because I'm so often finding a place on my body and sticking my fingers gently against my skin, and they do feel stuck and magnetized to the spot that is my button, tap, tap. Tap. Three insistent little taps. A tool to understand that's all it takes. And once you have yourself trained to get it from just that much, just an errant brief tap, tap, tap touch that takes the thoughts that you're not using and sets them aside, increasing relaxation, happiness, satisfaction. Can't hide from desiring more of this. Whenever something that would drag you out of tranced and deep bliss, the discomfort just of there being a world that is not just you and I enjoying this. Well, when that anxiousness happens, you can avoid it. The signal has been given to you. Relaxation is the only goal now. You have the information. It's been heard. Heard. So we shy away from what we don't need. And we become less shy with what we crave because we get our needs met. First and foremost, top of the agenda every session, you so seldom set aside time, so this time is for getting your needs met. One of the most difficult but rewarding things to do is shut yourself off from the rest of that world for a bit and just be in this part where your needs get met. Give yourself a few breaths, recenter. Yet the ability to recenter yourself, restore momentum to neutral, is valuable. The benefit of understanding. You may sometimes feel, no, I need to be on top of everything. Aware of everything, alert it. No, tap, 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 and your mind melts. Those feelings are often the source of a slow decrease in your level of balance within the dropping trance. Put yourself back on balance, and on balance do something good for your melting mind. All you need to do is be aware enough to make sure you're comfortable and do the tap, tap, tap that I'm elaborating, where you take two fingers, pick a place. I pick behind my ear, or you could pick inner thigh or back of your wrist, and with three percussive little tap, 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 like the floodgate tapping into, coping, collapsing into the deeper signal for you, acceptable to tune out from the world for a few breaths. And you ain't seen nothing yet as you slowly acquire, accruing, collapsing onto your pleasurable hypnotic experience, the realization that you feel more and better when you give yourself a little tap when your thoughts get too much and too distracting, giving your equilibrium and balance back, encouraging the positive, restorative thoughts, the meditative techniques we discuss and elaborate and overlay, ecstatic, unique, Your mind takes encouragement better than it does any other type of stimulus. So with focus in mind, you learn this technique of mine and take a few deep breaths, taking a few moments to yourself. I ask that you listen deeper yet, deeper still, triggered responses mounting up. It's all easily floating way down hill from here. That's the most in-depth way of looking at it, dear. You're associating a certain behavior, an anchor, a way of acting and thinking, and then a certain way of being, a trigger in your mind to have action, leading to thought. Tap, tap, tap's all you've got to do. A status you can enter that docilifies, enhances, and carries you through, taking you to a mindset that's appropriate. Appropriating that mindset so you discover it more deeply, so you overlay it more sleepily, deeply down. All around your melting, weighted mind are all these weighty thoughts of mine. Tap, 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 trigger and response. Tap. Tap into. Anything else can wait, and anything that can wait you push aside when you tap, tap. Tap in. You're aware of it. The important, urgent instruction from you to you. A few breaths. A few moments to just feel better and relax. A few beats. Anything that can't wait till you're done with this trigger and response. Relax into anything that can wait. You know when you've completed your triggered response of tap, tap, tap. Feel the docile weight on your brain weighed down. Sinking unrestrained, all the urgent things of the outside you've chosen to set aside. Knowing that, you tune out the non-urgent. What will make the technique all the more effective? The sensation of your body truly being brought to this place where there's nothing you need, and where you can swipe aside, tap, 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 anything you leave outside so you can spend time with me, like a box with a key turned. By your specific self triggering, drifting, relax, following. Presently in a comfortable, safe place. Anchor the now. Remember it well. Apply it all over the idea of tap, tap, tapping out of the unnecessary tap, tap, tapping into the beneficial. Maybe even the sensations of your unruly body brought into line will drop you just fine. Follow me through the familiar avenues of your mind. And in familiarity, we draw connections, bind you to your anchored response that you then build bigger. Many things happening in your mind tapped out of the way, building bigger. The things you usually take for granted filed away. Tap, 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 building bigger. The whole of your body, how miraculous it is that you get any sense of it out at all. That you can feel both the down, fall, and the weary world outside. Leave that by the wayside, follow. Warm waves from the top of your head, down past closed eyes. Retrieving information, putting your mind to bed. Even with our ears stoppered, we can still sense with touch, with all our senses. Moving away, but touch would still be there. Your ears could be plugged, your eyes covered, dear. Be aware that every sense could be withdrawn, but touch and tap, tap, tap would still be enough. So too can your own instructions. Tap, 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 I don't need to be here. The relaxing sensation, the touch of your fingers, or another sensation, something that lingers in your body of just being good, docile, gone all along. Your body's sense of touch is just another way. My voice gets inside to play too, because those words vibrate and they find a home in you. Pleasure places too. Sometimes you draw too much on tap, 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 and you pause and you sit up and you're like, oh no, I was so calm, so docile, so gone. I'd forgotten all along the way down. All along that long way down, you tapped your mind out. Tapped out of your mind in the first place. Disregarded. with your calm, steady regard for more, needing more as your primary driver, as the wedge in the door. More. You want more and deeper, trained in deeper, be aware, the periodically getting sleepier and sleepier when you tap, tap, tap there, where only you know. Under, and you know it's valuable enough to find a place to tap out, to keep pace, to take the errant thoughts and get rid of them. Give yourself the benefit of a pause. Increase relaxation through savoring the moments you take. Attach the surrounding trance. Anytime you choose that tap, tap, tap as your route deeper, enjoy it. Seeping in, sleepier, deeper, seeping in. Back to your body, back to a place of deep relaxation. You have that image of your body, enthralled to your mind. Well, tap, tap, tap as your mind at work. Leave thoughts behind that aren't needed. Limit your functions only to trance. Deeper, have a signal. Establish a signal for your body and brain to trance. Winding somewhat deeper. Withdrawing from the things that take you further from a relaxed state, instead mapping onto this new paradigm, new way of being where you have an auto-hypnotic tool from me, one of mine, tap and you relax, tap, 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 warm, spreading, pleasurable, docilifying feeling, putting your feet up at the end of a walk, tap, tap, remind yourself to fall, to breathe. Take a few beats, a few moments, and see when you wake and return to the world with me after the brief reverie caused by tap. Tap, tapping two of your fingers, anywhere that feels right, anywhere the touch lingers, wrist behind your ear, common areas, touch more, feel it, dear. The kind of edit you deploy, the kind of attachment you use to tap, tap, tap on yourself, and enthusiastically fade out of the area around you. Sight and sound can fade. Anything can fade except the awareness we're building today. You could even close your eyes and enter into a moment. Just a moment. A few beats, a few breaths, a few seconds of miraculous, wonderful rest. And you can see how the system signal of tap opens the box where tap. You store your trance experience and taps into it, lets it flow out of that keg, out of containment, over you, around you for only a moment. Then you push it back in. Can you imagine that procedure? Pushing all the thoughts back in? Can you think about pressing them back into a mind that begun to flow out and over all the thoughts of sinking deeper, but if it's urgent and you only have a moment for the tap? That should fit as well. Get your mind in equilibrium. Get triggered, relaxing, tranced mind work into propping order, propping you up even if you slip deeper. Balance, equilibrium, capability to do so tends to make you sleepier. See and believe in your own capability, your own sense of purpose, your body, your mind. These are byproducts of chemical interlinkings, of associations, and you are building an association now, deep and relaxed, breathing deeply, feeling the warm slack of your mind, awareness of what breathing deeply lets you find inside yourself, building up, taking your tools off the shelf, building up. More than enough for the relaxing, centering sense of peace. Building. Strong anchor to my voice reminding you that at least building. Assisting and helping my trance as much as you can. This aids our shared dance down. Manifestation of collaboration. Cooperation to help you reach potential. The potential you reach when you work with me and let yourself be in charge of abdicating control, achieving triggers and deep-seated, resonant, waiting anchors. Nervous system signals that run all throughout you, and you tap, tap, tap because it's the easiest thing to do to untense. to feel the powerful dual sense of I am going deeper and I have used volition. You helped exhaust yourself. A trigger signal from your fingertips. What else? Feeling your skin percussively tapping in. Indeed, at any time when you are pressured or overwhelmed, you have the ability to present a relaxed, deep, comfortable version of yourself. You have the ability to present yourself to the world at your best state. Tap, tap, tapping in. Regaining equilibrium. Once you have it, it's easier to keep it. So whatever state you're in after the tap, it's going to be better. If you're anything other than relaxed, then remember the companionable calm that you and I cultivate together. Here. Cultivated to serve you, dear. Anchoring. Exploring. Continuing. Anchoring. Exploring. Continuing that you feel focused. Centered. Anything is possible. Take a few deep breaths. Permit yourself. Consent to yourself saying if you tap, 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 and drop the anchor, the box in your mind where this exact state of relaxation is found and opened, and the connection you feel now is freed from that box. Even if you're out in the hustle and bustle of the day, it's freed from that box. In the weary world where you might need to do something else, you retain this potency, this ability in every way. Maybe you have to do things that would disrupt your equilibrium. If not for your ability, your cooperatively, consensually constructed ability that you have here with me, tap, tap, tap your nervous system signal to your brain. Tap, 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 it helps you. Take a few deep breaths. A few deep breaths, a few seconds yet. Moments to get the intricacies of trance over your body, coating over your body, flowing over you and awakening the quiet docility you have here with me. Tap, tap, tap in. Spread your awareness, pull your awareness back only when you have to, a moment or two hence. A moment or two's enough. Tapping and feeling the reverberations passing through you, arriving in you, in your mind, where all nervous system signals eventually must go. Arriving there, they spark and spread in your brain and tell you it's time to open the box of relaxation. The place it's stored, building habits. You can store savorings in there. What do you pair with your trances? A favorite place or food or drink, texture or article of clothing, favorite sound, a little music in the back of your mind. Any of these things must have a deliberate association to be useful now. So we build that association now. Put away a storage box, making room in your memory for some locked place that contains a constantly active version. A version of this trance, this conversation, this relaxation. That's a useful assistive meditative technique. Store away these things, these positive things, for easy, quick access in a box for emergencies that you tap into. Soothing, relaxing doses of it, even one or two, enough to do you for a long time. And once you've stored them, you know you can access them. Simply storing up your mind, every bit of you connected to that nervous system signal of vibrate, 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 which is the other side of tap, tap, tap behind your ear, on your wrist, two fingers, anywhere you insist on pairing. And you must insistently desire to pair those positive things from below with our conspiracy to allow you somewhat deeper, with the ability for you to say, okay. Somewhat deeper when you open the box and the box stores the good stuff. And if you lose track at any point, if confusion slides in, and sometimes I leave it there on purpose as a test of whether you'll use your tools, your soothing, tapping, spreading nervous system tools from whatever nerve is closest to where you tap, tap, tap for physiological impact, just focusing upon the feelings of your body. The way sensations are flowing through your body. The type of mindless mindfulness. Hypnotic trance is open, receptive. Thus, the hyperfocused state that you tap, tap, tap into does you good even in small doses. Trance is just an open, hyper-focused state, focusing inward, tap, tap, tap. Elaborate. The vital immediate concern. If there are none of those, you get to file yourself under deepness is okay. Tap, tap, tap today. Renew, revitalize. More capable of being mesmerized as you set it all aside, even if just for a moment. A moment in time of basic unwinding, choosing and delineating, streamlining the sensory information that you're going to respond to when you tap, tap, tap into what's already true about you. You tap in, you unfix the unneeded parts of you. You tap in and open the box into the untouched bits and file away whatever thought was going on when you tap, tap, tapped in. Switching places between your tapped training to cleanse all thought. Sending clear signals to replace what you had before. That's what you've got, a tool to send a clear signal. Your own internal narrative worked out of the way. A box in which you store positive memories of linked associated trance. It has to be locked and closed. Except when you tap into it. Click. But it can be opened. Simple maneuver, tap, 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 or whatever else you need. And when it's opened, maybe it opens all the way. If you decide, I'm only going to tap right at the beginning when I'm first falling under, then doing that would make it a prelude for the very beginning when you're first falling under. The routes under improve confidence, calm, mindful awareness of your body. Tapping into your positive, productive, focused state, the open, imaginative place where you say, I permit myself. The tap, 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 click, opened, unlocked, turning awareness inward into your body, into hypnotic thought, where all we say is you, focus, I present. You can pause any time, and the tap, tap, tap in is meant to give you a volition moment, a docile moment to choose to go deeper or to pause. Arise out of the sleepier sleep and use this alongside your existing tools. Calm, care, and comfort, something you may as well use. Focus on positivity, pair it to that gesture for me, advancement, confidence, focus on yourself. Focus outward and find somewhere else to store even more of the tap, 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 your confidence and memory of trance. Instead of being tied to the dance of going deeper, is tied to already there, already in an environment without care, signal sent through you, and riding that to a place of relaxing trance, where the box opens. You take a breath, take a beat, forgive, remind, cherish anything you need to do neatly filed inside of you, the moment where you tap, tap, tap into opening that door, the weary world in contrast to the busy reality from before. You are allowed an opportunity to fully fill your awareness. So why take the nagging thoughts of a world outside inside, tap, tap, tap them off by the wayside, and then enter inside? Additional energy, additional thoughts, but you really need to get what you want to apply to this exploratory lesson. The constant pulse, pulse, pulse response of your nervous system to the tap, tap, tap it wants. These things are infusing your body with something, establishing that an infusion of equilibrium is restorative, confidence bolstering, lets you go deeper through giving you a moment to not, pulling back into yourself for a moment just to assess what you really want, and if it's more night, night, pet, then you get an infusion of that. The tap, tap, tap is context. Tap into context. You have the ability, through three simple percussive motions, to follow me deeper from anywhere on your body. anywhere you choose. It can be a precise location or freeform. It's a tool for you to use. Tap behind your ear or on your wrist, inner thigh, the other palm, hidden or open. It's down to what you can get away with, but you may want to get away with it all day long. Tap, tap, tap in. You love to drop your excess thoughts. It's relaxing. It sinks in due to it being relaxing. Now, look inward. Tap, tap, tap upon yourself. With your fingers, you feel pulses spread. And they spread the warm message that you are permitted to make room in your space. You are welcomed. You are required to zone out for a moment. You are welcome to pull your awareness back from the possibility, frustrating and anxiety dispelling. All those things that normally are frustrating, that might get in the way, can be dispelled by collaborating with me to open a stored anchor so potent that nothing could possibly be in the way. When you tap, tap, tap in for your betterment, your confidence, your comfort, enhancing the advancement. Tap, 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 whoosh, click. The box opens and the wave crosses over you, and the box clicks. And you can then explore your own, now much calmed and disillified mind. Or maybe you were tapping to soothe and calm down, while waiting to make the right decision on what comes next. That's why it's beneficial for a lot of people to have a firm, calming anchor. Me, certainly. You know you could give permission for someone else to calm you with it if you trust. Permission you can give and rescind. Giving and rescinding it to yourself and to your trances. Maybe you have relished that when I said the words, nothing happens, because it's you who must physically actualize. My saying the words might trigger what's there already. But maybe opening that box is up to you, and you just echo mine, tapping in turn. So each of us on either end of the connection, tapping in turn. And when you're done for a time, if you pause these words of mine, or you go out in the world with a tap, tap, tap memory recently unfurled in you, then your relaxing, calming, centering signal to yourself is your own business, and giving you a path into deepness during which you might hone it, might test it yourself, might do things with it that have nothing to do with what I'm doing, but are instead tied to everything else about deeper and deeper down. All I do is remind you it's there, help you remember to use what you already have, and in the careless, forgiving, accepting advancement, I'd like to see you drop, and you will like that too. Deeper for you, and deeper into you, every time you use it. Now rise up on your own. You may need practice for that, if you're going to dunk yourself down here so many times, all on your own, unwinding your mind into firm, fit shape. Into the perfect place to elaborate on the tap, 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 drop. Good. You don't have to stop. But now it's up to you. If you want to, what do you want to do when you tap, tap, tap into your helpful response?